call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:30 p.m. on Friday, April 19, 2024. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Dylan Williams from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, Senator Giesel, Senator Tobin, my vice chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Claymore. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is Senate Bill 134, Insurance Data Security Information Security Program, sponsored by Senator Kaufman. Before the committee is a proposed committee substitute. Here to provide a summary of changes for the committee substitute is the Senate Judiciary Secretary, her Senate Judiciary Committee aide, Brianna Kakarik. Brianna, if you could please come forward, put yourself on the record, and begin the explanation.
Good afternoon, members of the committee. For the record, I am Brianna Kakarik, staff to Senator Klayman. Before the committee is Senate Bill 134, Version H. From Version D to Version H comes the following changes. On page 16, starting line 19, new section 2 is added that amends AS 2142-375 subsection E to define the diagnostic breast cancer examination and supplemental breast examination and offers guidelines for the basis of additional testing. On page 17, line 10, new section 3 is added that amends AS 2142-375 by adding new subsection F that guarantees that mammography screening, diagnostic breast examinations, and supplemental breast examinations are covered by applicable insurance plans, with the exception of high deductible health plans that are eligible for health savings account tax deduction. And on page 18, line 8, new section 5 is added that amends the uncodified law of the state of Alaska by applying section 2 and section 3 to an insurance policy or contract on or after the effective date of the law. And there are additionally conforming changes, such as a title change to include mammograms and renumbering. Thank you.
I don't see any questions from the committee. Seeing no questions, Senator Keel, could I have a motion to adopt the CS?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 134, Judiciary Work Order 33LS0253/H, as in Haynes, as our working document.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the committee adopts the committee substitute to Senate Bill 134 as our working document. And before looking to the will of committee how to proceed, I see staff from Senator Kaufman's office. Would you like to say anything before we go forward? Nope. Okay. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee report CS for Senate Bill 134, Judiciary, 33LS0253/H, as in Haynes, from committee with individual recommendations and any forthcoming fiscal notes. Oh, and the attached zero fiscal note as well.
Hearing and seeing no objections, Senate Bill 134 moves from committee. Please stay behind after we adjourn to sign the paperwork. And with that, we will adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is on Monday, April 22nd at 1:30 p.m. I would note that next Friday we will be meeting jointly with the Senate Education Committee to hear more about Native children education issues. So we are adjourning, and the time stands now at 1:34 p.m.